A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steep. The burning sands will become pools and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there, or sit at my feet. Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world and to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha. That is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We heard this in the first reading that was proclaimed. Here is your God, he comes with vindication. Justice prevails. I'm going to give you a name of a man that I would probably think all of you have never heard of him, and neither did I, until I read a little bit about him and his situation. Ronnie White. This man was convicted of a serious crime and was put into prison for life. He had served 44 years in prison when they found that he was innocent. He had never committed the crime. Can you imagine if that was you, spending time knowing that you were innocent, but in jail for an accusation, a crime that you did not commit? He was finally vindicated after 44 years. I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today is the word vindication. It is a term that is used in sacred scripture at least 30 times, most so in the Old Testament. And the passage we had today from the prophet Isaiah is taken from the latter part of the first section of the prophet Isaiah. There's three different sections. At this time, the upper kingdom or the northern kingdom had already fallen into enemy hands. The second one was probably going to be shortly. They were wondering, I'm sure the Israelites and the Judeans, where is God in all this? But the prophet Isaiah foretold to them that the Lord God will be your vindicator. He is the one that brings vindication. He will be the one to make things right once again. And the signs that you should look for is what he included in the first passage. The eyes of the blind will see. Those who are mute will speak. Those who are deaf will hear. Those who are lame will walk. When you see these signs, you know that vindication has come, and the Lord will send the Savior. Now, Isaiah would use this later in the second section, several decades later. So vindication didn't necessarily mean that it was going to happen tomorrow or a year from now or even maybe decades later. But the Lord will indeed be the vindicator. He is the one that will make things right. We heard in our last two Sundays the first readings in which Moses and Joshua encouraged the Israelites to follow God and his commandments. He said, if you really want to know how we are to love God and neighbor, you will follow his commands. When you stray, you turn away from God. If you want justice, you promote justice and you live justly. You follow what God has given. And what we heard in our gospel passage for today is a miracle that Jesus made in curing a man who was deaf and a speech impediment. Not only was it important physically for this man to have his ears open to hear, but now to hear the truth proclaimed, and God is in your midst. This should have been a sign to this man and to those present that yes, indeed, what Isaiah had foretold centuries before was now coming true, that this was the one who was to come to be the vindicator, to make things right. Today, as we come before the Lord our God once again, we want to renew ourselves in the truth that God has proclaimed. He is the one that will vindicate us. He will be the one to judge us. And so as we've heard what the prophet Isaiah said, trust in the Lord our God. He will be the one to save you. I try to find a saint, one who would perhaps, in my opinion, would be one who would probably set a good example of asking God to be his vindicator. And that person is St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher were imprisoned by King Henry VIII because King Henry wanted to divorce one of his wives. They both said no, and because of that, they were put into prison and later beheaded. But while in prison, St. Thomas More received a letter from a daughter named Margaret, whom he called Meg. She asked him, can't you just change and just do what the king wants to save your life? And he said, it is to God I must stand before on the last day. I rather put my trust in God, who is my vindicator, rather than into human beings who are not. I hope that we have the courage of St. Thomas More to put our trust in the Lord our God, who is our vindicator. He is the one that will truly save us. Once again, let us be renewed in his truth, follow the way of the Lord, and before humanity who might accuse us falsely, we want to stand rightly before God, who is our just judge and our vindicator.